finishing up with player interviews, team meeting. It would be pretty standard for your last day. Obviously, it's disappointing that the season ended the way it did, and yet a lot of things to build on with this young group going forward. So real quickly, any questions? Just hey, you know, difficult. You go through a lot of things. Just, you know, the challenges of losing and the finality, I think, more than anything else.
Can you give us any insight on the process that we'll work with Drew going forward?
Not right now. So, no. Politely, no.
Is there no question in your mind, though, that you want me back to take over?
Like I just finished saying, I'll say it to you, no. Yeah, we'll get to you when it's time, and I'm sure that we'll go through the process, but today's not the time.
Sean, with some of the teams in the Final Four, the way your team is built, do you see a trend across the league as it going back more towards the running game at all?
No, I think every year we study winners and trends move. I think it's still about playing good defense. I think it's about balance, and those are the things we value. We had a lot of young guys step up, but he, you know, had a very good year, productive year, and kept looking at ways to get him the football. You know, it was an important piece of that draft class.
What the way the defense played, and do you feel like they can continue to take another step as you move forward?
Well, I think collectively as a team, you know, we have to look at every area we can improve as a team, every area. Not just in one specific area, all right? And that requires passion, that requires energy, that requires effort and commitment. And so that's something that we'll evaluate closely in the next, you know, off season here, every area.
Coach, if you look back at this past season, how valuable was Samuel Clemente to you?
Extremely. I think it was very important. He's been a tremendous teammate for us, but also someone who's played outside, played inside. He's tough. He's someone who I would say works very hard at his craft and is respected in there. And I think an important piece for us, especially when you go into a game with seven offensive linemen.
How nervous were you doing that skull chant?
Oh, there was a few.
What happened there?
There was just a group of fans. It was good playoff fun.
Sean, how do you feel about this group's potential for sustained success compared to, say, a year ago?
We'll see. We'll see. There's nothing promised. You know, I think that, like I said, we've got a lot to do in this offseason. We've got a lot of work to do and a lot of areas we've got to address. So I think I would just say we'll see. You know, there's nothing promised. And the thing I was most proud of this year, I thought our guys did a good job of handling some of the injuries and a lot of different guys playing, you know, that weren't initially maybe getting those reps in training camp, and coaching staff, I think, did an outstanding job getting those guys ready to go.
Sean, I feel like we've been in this room at this time sometimes.
Say it again.
I feel like we've been in this postseason press conference sometimes where you said we have to look at every part of this organization top to bottom. Do you at least feel like you like the track you're heading on from scouting department to coaching staff to personnel?
Yeah, I would say, look, there's not that utopia, Mike. And this band, this planned session only became mandatory a few years ago in this new facility. So it used to be out at the Banner, which really is where I'd prefer it be. So, but anyway, now that we're here, no, I don't think anything's perfect right now. I think there are a lot of things we got to get better at. I think there's still off-season mistakes. There's a lot of things that need to be cleaned up, and we'll work on those things here in this off-season. I was encouraged with this class we drafted, and I was encouraged with the process and how we did it. But nonetheless, there's still a number of things that need to be addressed for us going forward to have a chance to be, you know, back where we see ourselves.
Sean, the two teams in the championship game don't have the quarterback that they started the season.
Yeah.
This year, you lean more on the running game as Nick said. Do you think going forward defensively that you have to make another big leap to get where you want to go?
Well, listen, you definitely feel like there are improvements that we want to make, and we need to be better offensively in certain areas. But, yeah, we want to still address the defensive side of the ball and I think overall the team. And I think we need to be better in that area. Specifically, we need to be on top of that in free agency and in our evaluations during the draft. I mean, we can't make the mistakes we've made in the prior 7 years and then come up short and wonder why. We've got to be more on point. We've got to be better that way, and that's a challenge we'll have this offseason.
Was the Nick Fairley situation ever resolved, or is that still
on? Hey, that's something you can ask Mickey about next week.
You talked about some of the young players stepping up. What do you think with Justin Hardy?
Those guys played well. Yeah. Those were good finds for us. He ends up with a blocked punt, recovered for a touchdown. He gives us valuable snaps outside. I think that he played a lot of key snaps for us. There were a handful of guys that were outstanding pickups for us. He was one of them, and Taysom was another good example. I mean, we're scouting a receiver. I'm looking at the receiver and find him, and he was another one that, ended up paying, I think, big dividends for us. Played lights out in the kicking game. So a handful of those guys, really, I thought their additions helped us.
McCaffrey was the receiver?
Huh?
Matt McCaffrey was the receiver?
Yeah, he was the practice squad receiver I was looking at. Taysom was the guy that I noticed.
Are you excited to get a chance to really get Taysom in the offense as a quarterback now?
Yeah, sure. And there are a number of the young guys we want to work with. But those were some players that were, back to just the special teams value that helped us.
You already had conviction on Will Lutz, but that kick he makes in that huge moment that...
He's made a bunch throughout. He made one a week before. It was longer.
Not only for the organization, but for Drew, how much does it motivate you to get him another ring before he gets up?
I think for every one of us. It's not about the ring. It's about the championship itself. And I think every one of us have that drive to get back. I mean, that's why you play it, right? To win and to win everything. And so that I think Drew would say the same thing. You know how sometimes you've seen something or eaten somewhere, but you want to take a friend and you get just as much enjoyment watching them either eat that meal or watch the show or – I think that's kind of one of the things that I look forward to is just for so many of these players, you try to describe it, and yet it's hard to. So it's one of those where you want to be in a position to allow others to experience it. All right, last question.
Why do you think you were able to overcome so many injuries this year?
I think our coaches did a good job. I think the players had enough resolve, and overall, guys battled and competed. Sure.
With how, the defense that made so many clutch plays late in games, how confident were you, that was going to be a game winner?
I felt real good. I mean, we're trying to get the first down, the third down play. The first down gives us a chance to take the clock to 3 seconds. But I felt good about where we were, field conditions and everything. I mean, look, Thomas is a real good communicator. Every pregame he'll come up and say, hey, 42-yard line, 40-yard line, and he was hitting them well. So I felt like from where he was hitting that, that was an advantage for us. All right, thank you.